Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless still with food. Me a funny girl, the blessings are running though. Me a dead, me a drink out of coffee, cup of copper and over, what's to be?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. In my life, a pure peace and happiness. In my face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me hear you up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But let me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later, the storm starts coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Johnny and Pan,
food in a lunch pot.
I'm from the news, and it never can touch that. Just be a chance to get back.
And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too
praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me on tonight. We have been studying so far topics on your life has purpose. Your life has purpose. Tonight, we're looking at 1 Samuel chapter 17. Talking about David and the trials that he has had and the fact that he was able to slay his giant. And I want you to know that you can slay your giant also. Whatever those giants are in your life, whether they be discouragement or strongholds, we know that you can slay those giants in your life. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We lift up your holy name tonight. We thank you, Jesus, because you are truly King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we bless you, your holy name, right now. I thank you, Lord, and I give you praise for all that you have done, for all that you're about to do. I truly bless your holy name. And I pray, oh God, on tonight that you would truly touch your people. Lord God, you know every prayer request. And, oh God, we just thank you for remembering your people on tonight. Oh God, I pray that you would truly stir up our hearts as we study the Word of God, oh God. Move in a special way. And, Father, I thank you for all our listeners around the world. I say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friend, as I look briefly at 1 Samuel, and this might have to be a two-part sermon because we are beginning just a little bit later because of some technical difficulties trying to get into the system. But let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning at the 21st. The Bible says, "And David rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight and shouted for the battle." David, as you know, was a shepherd boy. He was the youngest of his father's children. And the Bible refers to him as ruddy. He was a very handsome young man, but he stayed out with the sheep. And anyone who knows those pastoral lifestyles know that you have lots of time to think. Lots of time to think because you're out there with just the fields and the sheep, and you have lots of time to think about life and what have you. So David was busy minding his business when his father told him to go and check on his brothers to see how things were going with them. And so David rose up in early in the morning. I want you to know, dear friend, that if you want to receive something from God, sometimes you might have to sacrificially get up early in the morning and seek his face. You might need to get up and start doing something. Many times we wait until it's too late to do something, but God wants you to rise up now and allow him to do great things in your life. The Bible says that when David got there, his brothers and those others who were involved in the fighting, in defending Israel, they had already risen and they were already getting ready to do battle. Look at verse 21. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle in array, army against army. So apparently they were at a face-off. One army was standing on one side, the other army, you know, not too far away. And they were ready, actually, to start their hand-to-hand battle. And so they were facing each other. Good verse 22. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brethren. So when David saw that there was going to be action, he immediately stopped whatever else he was about to do and went to see what was going on. You'll never know what's going on, dear friend, if you don't stop what you're doing in order for God to get your attention and for him to lead and direct you. You see, if you have got giants in your life, you've got to be willing to allow God to help you to slay those giants. Look at verse 23. The Bible says, and as he talked with them, behold, there came upon the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath, by name, out of the armies of the Philistines and spake according to the same words, and David heard them. Now, I want you to know that this man had been coming, taunting them, making fun of them, and they were too afraid to send anyone out to fight him. Look at verse 24. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. So this is an army that is facing off with each other, standing there staring each other down. And when Goliath came on the scene, of course, you know, Goliath was a giant, they all ran away. Now, how can you be defending your people by running away? But that's exactly what they did. When they saw the giant, they ran away. Now, I'm sure that King Saul was very embarrassed that his men would just run away like that, but that's exactly what they did. Look at verse 25. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up surely to defy Israel? Is he come up? And it shall be that the man who killed him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the man and stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistine and taketh away this reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? So David was a bold little fellow, and he declared that this uncircumcised man was not going to disrespect the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so, verse 27 says, and the people answered him after the manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And so one of his own family members, David's family members, told him that they knew that he didn't come for any other purpose but just to be mischievous. And so they were not too happy with seeing Joseph because, you know, the thought of him coming just to spy on them did not sit too well with his brothers. But I want you to know, dear friend, that even though people around us might try to block our steps, I want you to know that God still has your back and that he is going to help you to slay your giant. Whatever that giant is, whether it's a giant of despair or what have you, I want you to know that God is able to help you to slay that giant. And so be encouraged, dear friend. Be encouraged. If you have been down and you have been struggling with some things, you have been struggling with some issues in your personal life, don't allow those things to overwhelm you. But understand this, that God is going to help you to face your fears. He's going to help you to face those trials that come your way. Hold on just a little while longer, because even if there's a giant in your way, God is going to help you to overcome that giant. And so I'm going to stop right there for tonight, dear friend. I just wanted to get on for a few minutes and give you a simple word of encouragement. We're going to finish this chapter the next time we study with part two. But tonight I just wanted to give you an introduction to let you know that even though you might face some fears and some challenges and some giants in your life, don't give up, dear friend, because God has already worked everything out for you and everything is going to be all right. I want to leave this word of scripture with you, Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our thoughts for today is persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can. And what you believe, you can achieve. God has great things in store for you, dear friend. If there are giants in your life, look up and allow God to help you to slay your giant. Bow your head with me. Father, we just bless you. We honor you. We lift up your holy name, O God. I pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen those that are weak, heal those that are sick. We know that you're able to heal. We know that you're able to encourage. And Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor, oh God, for those around the world, God, that are listening. Father, in the Middle East, in Asia, in Japan, Lord God, in Cuba, Lord, different parts of the Caribbean, Lord God, and over to my left, oh God, those who are exhibiting deviant behavior, oh God, I know that you're able, oh God, to heal them. Father, deliver right now. And we shall say thank you for all your help, Jesus, for being so good to us. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and we say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, I want to continue to encourage you. Seek the Lord with all your heart and know that there is truly none like the Lord.
Find there is none like
there is none like the Lord. I just want to encourage you to recognize that there is none like the Lord and also to walk with him.
Father God, I pray that you will bless us again as we are careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise again. Amen. Here we go.
My heart is hungry.
time waits on no man. You have to make up your mind to serve God now. God bless you, dear friend, as we get ready to close. I came on briefly tonight just to encourage you to stay strong, to put your trust in the Lord, for God cares about you, He loves you, and your life does have purpose. God bless you, and thank you for joining me tonight. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and you have been listening to Vision.